Not many people know this. Keanu Reeves, you trained as a ballroom dancer.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, no, no. I took some ballroom lesson classes.
There you go.
What did I just say?
It's not training.
But why did you decide to want to learn ballroom?
It sounded like fun.
I'm sensing it wasn't.
It was. No, it was thrilling. Actually, I remember one of the first lessons I had when I did the waltz with a partner. And, oh, my gosh, I mean, I got high. It was amazing that first time doing a... And she led and just fucking... Oh, excuse my language. and just, like, it was amazing, thrilling to be moving through space like that.
Wow. And,
yeah, it was pretty special. And then did the foxtrot and some tango.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cha-cha-cha.
And have you kept it up?
Absolutely, no.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, fun as it was.
Yeah, yeah.
When I trained for the first Matrix film, right, they had us kind of training. We trained for 4 months. And for 4 months, I'd work with the other actors, and you couldn't hit anybody. No one could hit. Everything was about safety. And then the first day of filming, the guy tells me, okay, kick him. I'm like, what? And I was like, yeah, kick him, hit him. It was a stunt person, but it was just funny that you guys have trained me for 4 months, and I'm like, not, and then I couldn't hit him. I was like, I can't hit him. I can't. And then finally the stunt guy was just, look, if you don't hit me, we have to keep doing this. So just hit me once, get it over with, and we're done. It's
like, that's really good. Did you see that? Did you see that? Yeah.
He could have taken your head off.
You're a fan, aren't you,
Oh,
Olivia?
Yes.
Did you think he was going to be here?
Yes, I did.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't have come if I didn't.
But you're in a lovely white box, so, and beautifully lit. So...
Let me out! Nobody!
So, let's get to it. The first Matrix movie, you know, when we went to see it, we all got it. It blew our minds. It was amazing. But when you read the script, could, you know, things like, you know, the being suspended in animation and the bullet time and stuff, did any of that make sense to you reading a script?
Kinda. I mean, it really made sense when I met Lana and Lily, and they showed me a pre-viz for bullet time. And, you know, for me, it was just really exciting to be a part of something that was new in cinema, you know, changing perspective, playing with time, and all of the kind of technical computer-generated support that image, that event needed.
Yeah.
For me, it was cool just to, you know, be able to dodge bullets.
In this film, you are on a horse. And was that, again, was your idea? Was it another vision?
Yes, I had another vision. After Chapter 2, John Wick is running out of Central Park, and I said, Chad, I have a vision. And he was like, what, Keanu? And I said, I want to ride a horse. Why don't I ride a horse? I'm trying to escape. And so he said, that's a good idea. And so began the training, because with John Wick, you can't just ride a horse. You have to come off the saddle. You're supposed to fall under it, hold onto the pommel. Excuse me.
It's fine.
And then shoot some guns. But when we were training, I couldn't really do it, and I fell, as you do. And so then they had to create something to make it safe. And so they did this contraption that was like this truck with some beams and then a gentleman on a wire. So I was picked in case I fell off the horse while we were on the streets. And so that happened a couple of times. The horse took off and I was like falling, and then they pulled me up. And
wow.
But so that was nice.
If you try to imagine what Keanu looked like at 16.
Oh, no, we're doing this?
Yes, we are. Oh, we are. What's weird is you look exactly the same. No, you do. You do. This is Keanu, age, I think, 16.
17.
Doing a commercial. For...
is it Coca-Cola?
It's Coca-Cola.
Cornflakes,
yeah. Coca-Cola. It's a big deal.
It was a really big deal, actually, for me. It's one of my first jobs.
And it was a big deal.
Yeah,
here you are.
Okay.
Enjoy.
You're reaching for the finish line. You deep down deep, it's time to find. You've really got a want it. Oh, what it to me. The will to succeed, this is it, it's for him and only for you.
Hey, I'm proud of you, really proud. A coach.
The famous coach.
Who's your coach?
My dad.
Was that an American commercial or a Canadian commercial?
That was a Canadian commercial.
And that was one of my first experiences where I actually had the director, you know, where you have to drink the drink and they keep saying, no, not like that. You know, and you're there for an hour and it's like, you're on a desert island. You're dying of thirst. Now say the line. Coke. No. And then it kept going and going until finally it went to, anyway.
Because there's something, because I thought it mustn't be American because I've watched that a few times now. You lose the race.
I know, coming third.
What's the, like, I don't know, where's the ad bit? Like, drink a cola, you too could lose.
Jackie, I know you're a big fan of Keanu's films.
Like, I am a huge fan of yours. I love John Wick, Bill and Ted, Matrix. Like, obviously, as well, you're a man that is not afraid of a sequel, but one of my favourite movies of all time is Speed. Why did you turn down Speed 2?
Well, first of all, thank you very much. And Speed 2, yeah, at the time, I just... I didn't respond to the script. I really wanted to work with Sandra Bullock and... I just, you know, I really loved playing Jack Traven. Oh. You know, I love speed, and it was like, okay, a bus, okay, we're going, but now it's on an ocean liner. Yeah. Speed, ocean liner. No. Speed,
not feeling.
Ocean liner. But anyway, but it was really just the time in my life and where the script was and stuff. It wasn't against any of the artists that I've, you know, involved with the project, but at that time, I'm sure we've all had this kind of feeling sometimes when things just don't feel right. And
yeah.
And that was how I was feeling.
And it was almost like in real life, you were dodging a bullet. So that's good.
No. Graham.
Talking of sequels, much excitement, or well, maybe, is it true? Bill and Ted 3?
Yeah, man. Of course. Cool. All right. Bill and Ted's still alive.
All right. No, but I heard this is a thing. Haven't you talked about this?
Yeah. The writers had a story, and we're trying to make it. Yeah.
So, what? Like, where are Bill and Ted now? Because they must be, what, are they in their 50s now?
Yeah, it would be Bill and Ted in their 50s. I mean, that just makes me laugh right there. I mean, like, what happened to these guys? But there's a cool story. Basically, they're supposed to write a song to save the world, and they haven't done that. So the pressure of having to save the world, you know, their marriages are falling apart, their kids are kind of mad at them, but then someone comes from the future and tells them if they don't write the song, it's just not the world now, it's the universe. And so they have to save the universe because the, you know, time is breaking apart. And so then elements of the past start coming
really into
the...
I have to be the person from the future.
Yeah.
Oh, I would so love to go see Bill and Ted 3 and you're in it.
Yeah.
And I'll never fucking have that on the show.
Wow, yeah. Why not?
Yeah, there's totally a role.
Because I can't get in a movie with him. You know... It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, maybe not those movies.
Okay, you find someone with some clothes on, I'll come in.
And the air guitar thing, is that something, if you're ever in a bar and a guitar song comes in, do people just look at you kind of like, he's going to?
Yeah. Which is kind of cool in a way that it's still alive, you know?
So could you do it? So the audience, you say accent and then...
Yeah, you happen. Do that thing.
Okay. Yeah. Say accent.
What?
Go on. Say excellent.
Okay, I'm going to use this like I'm training. Like,
yeah. You're doing the movie. You're doing Bill and Ted 3.
Excellent!
Bad Keanu Reeves.
That was terrible.
But now, Keanu, your mom...
My mother.
Your mother.
Yes.
No, she was English, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And she was a costume designer.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
But we've got a picture. She apparently...
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I know. She designed what Dolly is wearing on this.
Wow. I love this show.
But this outfit was in your house.
I wore that for Halloween.
You're not joking, are you?
No.
But Dolly is famously... I mean, how did you...
There was some room.
Right. Yeah.
Where did you go wearing that? Did you, like, did you go door to door? Did you trick and treat in it?
Oh, I wasn't, like, 14. You know, I was 16. What did I do? I got on public transportation. Well, the thing was, I didn't have the shoes. So I had that whole thing. I had the ears, I had the bow tie, I had the top. I didn't have the cufflink. And then it was the stockings that I didn't shave my legs, and I was wearing these really ratty sneakers. And then I was on the streetcar going to this fete, a Halloween party at the performing arts high school that I went to.
And did you have this with you?
I was wearing it. It was winter. I was there. I was like
But no,
that.
Because you'd have to have this with you so that people knew just how cool your costume was.
I know. It was well made.
Yeah.
You can't, you know.
No.
Come on.
No. I want your full attention.
Will you have it? Yeah, so where did you guys find this?
It's mine.
We're used to seeing you in kind of the mean streets, but this time John Wick goes global. Now, is it actually the Sahara Desert?
Yes. It's a remarkable place. It was the first time I'd ever been there.
So when we see you walking in the desert, that is you in the Sahara?
That's me in the Sahara with Halle Berry.
Now, I would say even tonight...
That's not a bad day.
No, but I would say even tonight you are more suitably dressed for walking through the Sahara than you are... Because, like, lace-up shoes aren't a good idea for a sand dune.
I know, but it's John Wick. He's got to change
his shoes. Wouldn't he take his tie off?
No. We talked about, like, you know, does he wrap his coat around his head? Does he do all these survival techniques?
No.
It's John Wick. He's walking in the desert.
And, you know, and listen, it's Keanu Reeves and Halle Berry, so you've got to think, how could they be upstaged? These dogs are amazing.
They're spectacular animals.
Now, I don't want to spare anyone's blushes, or I don't think this is a spoiler, but there is a lot of ball biting that goes on in the film.
Yeah, they're attack dogs.
Ball biting? Balls.
Oh, right, okay, wow. Yeah. Going for the sensitive bits.
Oh, right. Now, is that just, have they just put some cheddar cheese down there? How do you get a dog to do that?
Cheddar cheese?
Dogs love cheddar cheese.
Yeah, sausage and cheese.
Yeah, that's how you train a dog to do anything. Mm-hmm. Sausages and cheese.
You don't want them to bite you harder. You want protection. You're not like, you don't want to entice them.
Did you have, like, stunt balls?
They didn't attack his balls.
They're going to
But they're on his side.
But they're so sweet. They're so smart. And so once we got into the action of it, it's kind of like dog foo, right? So we have like car foo and John Wick, gun foo, and now there's dog foo. So they become part of the action.
And even though you're very famous, you do ride motorbikes, don't you?
Yes, yeah.
But like a lot. Is that your main way of getting around?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. A little Norton Commando, yeah. English Twin.
Hang on, sorry, did you just say a Norton Commando? Between your legs, because I can tell you at least one person sitting very close to you is imagining exactly that right now.
I saw that picture of you straddling Norton in rehearsal.
That's my butt.
The jokes write themselves, but they're not going there.
But you do fall off motorbikes a lot.
Yeah, I've had some... you know what, it's a weird thing. I've had some good luck and some bad luck.
You're alive.
That's the good luck. The bad luck is I've got a fake tooth, I've got a huge scar here, I've got a plate in my neck about this. But that's not all just the motorcycles. But, yeah, I've come off the bike a few times, yeah.
And but wasn't there a time you scarred your leg?
Yeah, that was the one where a car pulled out in front of me and I was kind of trying to decide. This was just after I had the plate in the neck, and I was deciding as I was kind of about to hit the car. Because I started to veer, but then the car saw me and started to move, and then he stopped, and then I was just like, oh, man, what am I going to... So then I was trying to decide whether to drop the bike or to jump off the bike and go over the car. And then by the time I kind of figured that all out, I took the bumper off of his car.
Ooh.
And I ended up sitting on the ground, and then that bike was lying over there, and then my tooth was cut in half, and I had blood in my mouth. And then the guy came over, and he was freaking out, but I was in shock, so I was like, it's okay. I'm fine. But the thing about it is that I was getting, as I was sitting there, my skin was open on my shin, and bone white is very white.
Yeah.
It's like, so I kept touching it, and my friend was there, I was like, look how white that is, it's crazy. And so then this woman who came up said, is everything okay? And then she kind of was there, and the paramedics, and then she was like, is that Keanu Reeves? And he's like, what? Can I have your autograph?
Oh.